February 14th, 1957, Valentine's Day. Because all my Valentine's got screwed up. People throwing damn Valentine's to me at the wrong house.
I really tore you up.
You see, we moved in Cary and then moved with my cousin. He always lived next door to us. They moved at the same time. And Uncle Jack worked for Wholesome Bread. And so we got a big old Wholesome Bread transfer truck. We moved a block and a half. Everybody's furniture all at one time in the Wholesome Bread truck. It was fine. We had to move at night because he couldn't get the bread truck in the day.
Yeah.
So we moved up there Valentine's night. And I was in the first grade.
Surreptitious.
Yeah. That was a... Let's see. My grandfather died the same month, too. You know, my granddad died the same month, too. It was an eventful month. Then the... lived there till I was... till I started to... well, I guess until I got started in MA, I went to school up in Alabama, okay. I'm a BA. And then when I got married when I was 22, frightful damn event, frightening event. And so I can sell this shit because Angela's not here.
You're right.
So then we moved up, Angela and I moved up to Tuscaloosa after we got married and lived there for 2 years. Had a little three-room apartment. But you're smaller than this one, okay? It was just a living room, bedroom, and kitchen, okay? It was a small, you had to go outside to change your mind. you had to go outside and turn around, okay? And then we moved up here to Knoxville, to go to school up here. Although we don't claim Tennessee as home, but too far north to claim his home. This is the furthest north Angela had ever been. But I'd been in Louisville, Kentucky one time. And been across the river to New Albany, Indiana, but I got back in a hurry. And then here we got just a living room. I guess it's kind of a living room, dining room combination. I didn't put that on the drawing, but that's cold there, you know. And then the kitchen and a bath and a bedroom and a study that you've slept in.
Right.
You and books and a cat.
Right. Let's check out what kind of sound we're getting here. All right. Well, let's see. All right, brother, you were born whereabouts?
Montgomery. Jackson's, St. Mary's Hospital. I was supposed to be born in Jackson's Hospital, but I beat the hospital about a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It wasn't?
Jackson's was open the month after I was born.
Huh.
Or maybe it was a week or two after. I was born August 9, 1950. And St. Mary's Hospital down there in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And Chisholm then was like a separate community, Chisholm-Boylston. And we were, it was really 3 miles to Montgomery. When I got turned about 15 or 16, had a big vote over whether we were going to move into the city or not, so we moved into the city there,
mm-hmm.
in Montgomery County. We really knocked about 6 miles from Elmore County line, maybe not that far, from Autauga County, Elmore County, Montgomery County come together up to the Alabama River. We used to play down the Alabama River all the time,
mm-hmm.
in sand dunes. Throw rocks at niggers and stuff.
Final Southern pastime.
Yeah.
What state are we talking about here, Brother Bailey?
Alabama.
All right.
Yeah, Lord. That was the only state I lived in except for Tennessee. And I assume that'll change in September. my father's people were from Georgia. Mother's people from Alabama, they were from Butler County, or Lowndes County, right there on the line. There's a little